Now that we have clarified how to work on our emuna in a way that will prevent us from becoming angry, frustrated, annoyed with the situations we find ourselves in, we can now move on to the next step. So what have we talked about till now? We've discussed that if we put Hashem into the picture and we think, who makes this car work? Why did it start? And why did it stop? Hashem stopped it. Why did he stop it? Does he hate me, Chas v'Shalom? No, he loves me. If he loves me, why is he doing this? This must be something very important and very good for me. This thought process is not an easy thing to achieve. It's not easy to internalize it, and it's harder even to really be authentic about it. What does it take? It takes constant repetition, both by thinking about it and talking about it, as we've learned previously. But when things are challenging, and more importantly, when things aren't challenging, just doing what we want them to be doing, that's when we need to think. Who makes this work? Why does it work sometimes and sometimes it doesn't? Hashem is running the show here. If we think about this thousands of times and talk to ourselves about it, we will eventually be successful internalizing it, really feeling it. And we should ask Hashem for help as well. Let me feel this. And then when a difficult situation comes up, we naturally will have the right thought process and we won't get angry, upset, frustrated, or annoyed. Now let's move on to the next level. Not only won't we get angry, but eventually we'll achieve an even higher level. We'll be happy. Sameach b'yisur. We'll rejoice in suffering. This is the ultimate achievement in this concept of Amunah. If we truly believe with all purity that Hashem runs everything, that all is under His Hashgacha, He loves us, cares about us, and only wants what's 100% good for us, we'll be happy with whatever comes our way. Now, this takes tons of work, and it's not something a person can expect to achieve easily. There will be many times when we get super frustrated, despite our best efforts to maintain our emunah. But if we don't let these times get us down and continue to get up and work on it, eventually we will grow and grow in this essential midah, and every drop that we achieve is so worthwhile and it means so much. If we can have even a drop of emunah and hashgacha that's calming us down and taking the edge off our anger, what a tremendous achievement that is. That's real living emunah. Now, let's discuss when we get angry because of something a person did to us. This is a whole different level of challenge. When the situation doesn't work out the way we'd like it, there's no one to get angry at. It's much, much easier to attribute everything to Hashem and to learn to accept it. But when someone deliberately hurts us, maliciously insulted us, caused us pain, it's very hard to get past that. He or she had a choice. They are a Baal Bechira. They chose to attack us. So naturally, we're going to get mad. They have to own up to what they did. There's a well-known story with the Beis Halevi, the Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik Zatzal. He was Rav of Brisk. One of his congregants came in with a question about a cow, whether it was kosher or treif. So the Beis Halevi concluded it was treif. And the man accepted the decision calmly, with piety, the piety as you would expect, a religious Jew, although this was a great monetary loss. Sometime later, the same person was in a monetary dispute with a friend, and they came before the Beis Halevi for a din Torah. After deliberation, the court ruled against this man and required him to pay his friend. The man was furious. He was beside himself with rage. So the Beis Halevi remarked, "I don't understand," he said. "Before I ruled on your cow that it was a treif, you accepted the ruling without question, although the amount of money involved was greater than the whole dispute over here. Why are you so angry now?" So Beis Halevi said, "Now there's another person involved. You have someone opposing you, someone you perceive is taking what's rightfully yours, and that's war. It's very difficult to accept Torah views on something, even when we can truly accept them otherwise, but not when someone's at fault.